John was showing Darren how best to deliver a side stroke when the new recruit entered the practice yard. "Your feet should be further apart," he urged. "Now, do you want to lose your balance? That's good. Now, pivot as you deliver the stroke. Get all your weight behind the blade." Darren broke off and lifted his visor. "Seven gods," he murmured. "Would you look at this, John?" John turned. Through the eye slit of his helm, he beheld the fattest boy he had ever seen standing in the doorway of the armory. By the look of him, he must have weighed 20 stone. The fur collar of his embroidered surcoat was lost beneath his chins. Pale eyes moved nervously in a great round moon of a face, and plump, sweaty fingers wiped themselves on the velvet of his doublet.
They told me I was to come here for training," he said to no one in particular.
"A lording," Pip observed to John. "Southern, most like near High Garden." Pip had travelled the Seven Kingdoms with a mummer's troop, and bragged that he could tell what you were and where you'd been born just from the sound of your voice. A striding huntsman had been worked in scarlet thread upon the breast of the fat boy's fur-trimmed surcoat. John did not recognize the sigil. Sir Alistair Thorne looked over his new charge and said, "It would seem they have run short of poachers and thieves down south. Now they send us pigs to man the wall. Is fur and velvet your notion of armour, my lord of hem?"